Someone once said, the best way to predict your future is to create it. The future you don't create will catch you unawares. And surprises are uncontrollable. As we approach the new year 2024, I feel led to tell you that there will be nothing new about the new year or the next year if there is nothing new about you. A better you is what will guarantee a better year. A better you is what will guarantee a better year. It is foolishness to keep doing something the same way and then expect a different result. If you must have a different result, then you must have a different approach. Hi there, you're welcome once again to the Wale Okelola podcast. It's so good to be back on this podcast after a very long break. I hope you're doing good. It's good to be back here. We are going to have a wonderful time here together again today. Stay tuned. I'll be right back. Thank you to everyone who were part of this year on the Wale Okelola podcast, listening to this podcast, sharing this podcast, and also giving feedbacks, and to all of those who supported this podcast in any way that you have supported. Thank you very much. But before the year is over, I thought it wise to share with you some principles that I believe will be useful for you in preparation for the new year. So I'm going to just look at 2024 in view, preparing for the next year. What are the things that you need to put in place that I believe that everyone should put in place, that everyone should do before the year ends, and to prepare themselves for the new year? On this episode, I will be sharing with you secrets on how to prepare for a new year, and I believe it will help you to get a better outcome in the coming year. How do you prepare for the new year? I call these the four P's to ace the new year. Number one is praise. Gratitude is a very important attitude that anyone who desires to make progress in life must inculcate. There is no one alive with nothing to be grateful for. The first step that you have to take as the year is coming to an end and we are getting ready for the new year is to spend some time in reflection and in thanksgiving, gratitude to God. Think about the things that God has done this year. Think about all the things you've been through. And you came out, you know, victorious. Think about how God has helped you. Think about the battles that you fought, but you overcame. The fact that you are alive is a reason why you should give God thanks. The fact that you are alive is a sign that God, you know, has been good. For the whole 2023, God has done so much for you than you most likely even know or acknowledge. So the first step to take in preparation for a new year is to take a praise break. Take out some time to reflect on this year that is ending and be intentional about being grateful to God. You know, one of many profound things that I have learned about gratitude is that it opens you up to see greater possibilities. Ungrateful people are blinded. They lack the capacity to see victories and possibilities. Gratitude is an overcomer's attitude. Like, for example, in our church now, because I believe in this, we started a 7 days of gratitude challenge. So every day for the next 7 days, we started on Monday. Every day for the next 7 days, we all, you know, just try to reminisce on the things that God has done in our life, and we are just grateful, and we just express our gratitude unto God. Because even as we are grateful, it is an application, you know, to God for more of His blessings. So you need to take out time to be grateful to God. You need to take out time to just praise God and bless God and celebrate Him. So if you have not done that, you need to do it now. Because I believe that when you spend time, you know, there are so many things that God has really done for you. But if you don't take your time to reflect and to think about it, you may not see them. You may not see them. And because you are not seeing them, it might limit the possibilities that you can expect in God. Because when you discover that God has done so much, it would open up your heart to believe God for even much more. So take a praise break. That is the very first step I'm going to recommend to you. Take a praise break. This week, next week, take some time out. Just reflect on what God has done. Don't complain. Don't think about the things that you don't have. Just give God thanks. Just give Him praise for the whole of 2023. As the year is coming to an end, I believe that everyone should have a time for retreat. You see, one of the problems that we have, especially in this part of the world, is that people don't take out time to recharge, to retreat. Not just retreat in the sense of fasting, you know, and prayer, but people don't take out time for themselves. They just walk every day around the clock. You know, family issues are there, you know, work issues are there, academic issues are there. But so many people just get lost, you know, in all of these things, and no time for themselves at all. No time to even track their progress. No time to reflect, you know, on their life. No time to just, you know, recharge and refresh. I want to recommend that it is very important. As the year is coming to an end, forget about all the buzz of the celebrations and Christmas and all of that. There'll be, you know, people traveling here and there, visitors here and there. No, find time to retreat. Might be a day, might be 2 days. Find time to retreat. A time when you'll be alone, just alone with yourself and with God. You know, you can decide if you want to fast, you can fast. If you don't feel like fasting, it is okay. Just take out time, you know, to spend time with yourself, to just think, you know, to reflect and to just look ahead, look within and look forward. You know, just spend some time, some quality time with yourself and with the Lord. I believe everybody should, you know, should set out time to retreat. You've been working from the beginning of the year. You say rest. You know, everybody should retreat. So the other three P's that I'm going to give to you is going to fall under this retreat that I just said. Please retreat. Please retreat. You know, one of the deceptions of the end of the year is the rush and excitement. Of course, we should be excited, but it is rather a trap for so many people. In addition to celebrating, you know, it should be a period of reflection and preparation, you know. And I tell you, this is the attitude of great people. They look for time to retreat, to recharge. So this end of the year, instead of just jumping from one place to another in the name of celebration, take out time to retreat. Set yourself apart. It might be a day or 2 or 3 days, you know, depending on how much time you have. You must take some time to retreat, you know, to retreat. To retreat is to retreat, that is retreat. That is the things that, you know, you have done before. Maybe you were not able to do them well. It is a time for you to revisit them and think about ways and re-strategize on how you can better do them. It is a time to retreat. And, you know, it is also a time to re-eat. It's a time to re-eat. You know, take out time for self-nourishment. Nourish your soul. Nourish your spirit. It's a time for you to re-eat. So as you are retreating, you are also re-eating. All right? So it is very important for you to retreat. So what are the things you should do at your retreat? What are the things you should do at your retreat? Number one thing I believe you should do is to pray. You must spend quality time in prayer during your retreat. Just pray. Spend some time praying. Praying. So what do you pray for? Pray prayers of thanksgiving. Just like I said earlier, you should be grateful to God, reflect on what God has done and give Him thanks for it. You should pray prayers of thanksgiving. Number two, you should pray prayers of inquiry. Pray prayers of inquiry. Make sure you get a personal word from God for your life, for your family, for your business, for your career, for your academics. Get a word from God. You know, January is going to come now and there will be so many words for the year, you know, in your churches and everywhere. They'll be like, these are words for the year. But there is a general word. But then there are specific words, all right? You must get your own word, not just the general word that your general overseer or your pastor is going to say for everybody. Get, you know, you must also hear from God. What is it that God, you know, wants or has in stock for you for the next year, or what God wants you to do for the next year? You must get a personal word from God. Get a word for your life. Get a word for your family. Get a word for your business. You know, pray prayers of inquiry. Lord, what is in the next year? What do you want me to do in the next year? Which steps should I take in the next year? Pray prayers of inquiry. It is very, very important. Number three, pray prayers of encounter. Ask the Lord to encounter you. Pray prayers of encounter. Tell the Lord you want to see Him. You want to see His hand. You know, encounters are very important. They strengthen our faith. Number four, you pray prayer for inspiration. You know, as a matter of fact, in the seasons and the times that we are entering into, you need the Spirit of God to really inspire you. Inspire you on what to do, on the steps to take. What are the things that you've been doing before? Tell the Lord to inspire you and show you new ways to do them, to even become more productive. All right, to even become more blessed. You are running a business. Lord, what else can I do that will even, expand my business and you know, make everything just explode, and that will increase my income and all that? Pray prayers of inspiration. Pray for inspiration. Ask the Lord to inspire you, to give you ideas. Ideas that will make you, you know, rule in the coming year. Pray for inspiration. What else should you pray for? Number five, you should pray for guidance. Pray for God's guidance and protection. Number six, pray for protection. You know, the world is becoming even more delicate. Every day, you know, things are happening. You should pray to God for protection in the coming year for yourself, for your family, for your business, for your career. So many people are losing their businesses. So many people are losing their careers. Pray to God to protect your business, to protect your career, protect your children, your husband, and your wife. Pray that you would not become a victim in the coming year. It is very important that you pray. It is very important that you pray, all right, to God to protect you and to guide you, to order your steps. This is very, very important. Spend quality time in prayer. The next thing you should do at your retreat is to plan. Plan. Unfortunately, in this part of the world, planning is not something that we are used to. But you see, a failure to plan is already a plan to fail. So many people live every day of their life without plans. The reason why you wake up and say things like you don't even know what to do is because you don't have plans. Anybody can barge in on you at any time to do their bidding, and you respond because you don't have plans for yourself. If you don't have a plan, you will live your life merely helping other people achieve their own plan. You know, if you don't have a plan, you live your life helping other people achieve theirs. You must plan. You must sit down and plan. You must sit down and plan. It is very, very important. It's very important. So what are the things that I believe, what are the plans that I believe you should make in your retreat, what are the things I believe that you should plan for? Number one, you must make plans for self-development. Make self-development plans. Make plans on how to improve yourself in your chosen field. And as a person generally, plan on how to invest in yourself. Plan on how many books you are going to read. Plan on seminars that you are going to attend, symposiums, you know, how you're going to get even more exposure. Make plans for self-development. Maybe you're going to read at least a book every month. The next year, make plans for it. Make plans for traveling. Make plans for seminars. There are seminars that you've heard of that you believe that you know will, you know, make you advance in any area that you have chosen in your life, your chosen field, whether it is your business or your career or your ministry. You know, make plans to attend seminars in the coming year. Make plans to read book in the coming year. Make plans to attend symposiums, all right, in the coming year. You know, make plans for exposure. Don't just sit down where you are. Leave your comfort zone. Some of us are very, very, you know, we are too comfortable. Leave your comfort zone. Make plans on how to, you know, get exposure, all right? Make self-development plans. This is very important. You must get better at whatever you are doing. Number two, you must make plans for networking and relationships. Make plans on how to meet new people that will matter to your life. Make plans on networking and relationships. This is very, very important. Relationships are very, very important in our lives. The relationships that you kept in 2023 that didn't yield any kind of result for you, plan on how you are going to break them and make new ones that will advance your life. The company you keep determines what accompanies you, and who you follow determines what follows you. You must have three strategic relationships. You must have relationships, you know, with people that you are ahead of, all right? People that look up to you, that you are mentoring. You must have relationship with friends, your cohorts, those whom you are relatively at the same level. And then you must have relationship with those that have gone ahead of you, that can mentor you, that can inspire you, that can teach you. It is very important. You need to make plans for better and stronger relationship. Any relationship that is not adding to you, end it. There are so many people, you have friends that are not partners in progress. The only thing they think about is how to waste their life, how to do, go about and just go clubbing and play. They just think about frivolities. They are never talking about progress. They are never talking about how to advance your business, how to advance your career, how to advance your academics. This is the time to unfriend them, because your destiny is important and you need to move forward. This is the time to unfriend them. Write down their names and block them off. If they call you three times, answer only once. If they say, come and visit me, tell them you don't have time. Be intentional about making new relationships. You need to make plan. You also need to plan out this, how you are going to go about it. It is very, very important. It is very, very important. Number three, which I believe it is also very important, you need to make financial plans. Oh my God, this is very important. The days we are coming into are days of financial storms for so many people, especially in our country here in Nigeria. There are days that if you really need to plan your finances, you really need to plan your finances. You know, I was teaching the people at our church on Sunday, and I told them, I said, this is one of the major ways to know that you are financially irresponsible. If you are somebody that you would have some money, and at the end of the day you would say things like, I don't even know how I spent this money, then you are financially irresponsible. You need to change. Make plans for your finances. Make plans. If you don't plan your finance, you will waste them. So many people have gotten, you know, if you sit down and think about how much money you got this year, and then you look at it and ask yourself, what are the things that I did this year? To you, you felt like you didn't make money. But if you think about it, you actually made money. It was just because you had no plan for your finances. You need to make plans for your finances, because our finance is a major part of our life. So you need to make plans for your finances. You need to plan how you will track your income. Know how much is coming in. Know how much is going out. Make financial plans. How much do I make per month? How much do I spend on feeding? How much do I spend on transportation? How much will I spend on rent? How much will I spend on my children's school fees? Make plans on how to settle all of these things. You know, look at your expenses, right, in relation to your income, and think about how you can make better financial decisions. Think about how you can make better financial decisions. Track your income. Know how much you are making and how much you are spending. It is very, very important. Make plans. How much am I going to spend on feeding? How much am I going to spend on school fees and rent and all of that? How much am I going to spend for the, how many percent of what I'm making will go, you know, as a gift, all right, to the house of the Lord? What am I giving to charity? What am I giving to my parents? And all of that. Just, you know, make those plans. It is very important. If you don't plan, if you fail to plan, you have planned to fail. And your finances is very important. The reason why so many people are not able to do anything reasonable with their finance is because they have no plans. You are making money. Make plans for investment. Make plans for investment to save. Think about it. This is how much I must save every month. If you are somebody that whenever you keep your money somewhere, you don't have the discipline to just overlook, you know, the money wherever it is, that immediately something is happening, you already go and pick the money, then save the money in a place where you cannot have access to it until a certain time. It is very, very important. Plan on savings. Plan on savings. Plan on investment. It is very, very important. Make financial plans. Finally, you should also plan for your spiritual growth. That's number four. Make spiritual plans. Make spiritual plans. This also includes what you will do for God. So you must include God in your plans. Make plans on how to grow spiritually. Now, how much time do I want to start spending in the presence of God daily? How much time do I want to spend reading my Bible? How many times must I show up in church every week? All right. How many conferences must I attend? How many retreats? When will I fast? How many times will I fast, you know, in a week? There are so many people, they do every other thing perfectly, but they don't care about God. They have no plan for their spiritual growth. They don't read their Bible. They don't pray and all of that. But it's very important for you to also make spiritual plans, because this is the bedrock, all right, on which every other thing stands. It is very important for you to make these plans. Now, let me quickly say this. Planning requires setting goals. Planning requires setting goals. Goals are plans broken down for easy execution. Goals are plans broken down for easy execution. So you don't just say that you are planning for, okay, when I'm making this financial plan in the year 2024, I want to save 1 million naira. Okay, you want to save 1 million, but how would you arrive at 1 million naira? So you break it down. You break it down. How much must I save every month to make sure that I have 1 million naira at the end of the year? Okay, what else am I supposed to do to make sure that my income, you know, increases such that I will be able to save up to this amount, all right, at the end of the year? So it is very important for you to break down your plans into goals. You will set goals, set personal development goals, social and networking goals, financial goals, spiritual goals. So when you break down your plans into goals, it gives you the opportunity, you know, to be able to execute them, all right, easily. It is very important. So set goals. Set goals for your personal development. The goals for your personal development might be that every month I will read at least a book. Every month I will read at least a book. I will listen to podcasts every week or every day. Podcasts that affects my life. Podcasts that relates to my career and all of that. You know, I will listen to people who have gone ahead of me to learn from them. Very important. This is very important. This is very important. And finally, the fourth P that I'm gonna talk about is that at the end of it all, you must also pray. The final P is pray. Now let me just do a recap. The first P is praise. The second P is plan. The third P is plan, and the fourth P is pray again. Somebody say pray again. Pray again. You need to pray again. After you have planned, you need to pray again to commit your plans into God's hands. Ask for grace to be able to do what you have proposed in your heart to do. All right? Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. It is beyond just planning. It requires grace. So many people make plans, but they are not able to carry out their plans because they are not engraced for it. So you must pray that God will work it out in you. The Bible says it is God who works in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So you have to pray again and commit all your plans, all right, into the hand of the Lord. This is very, 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 very important. The success of your next year will be determined by if you are able to do these things that I have shared today. If you can't find the will to prepare like this, it is almost likely that you won't be able to make any difference in the new year. You must be intentional. Put things in place that will make your tomorrow better than today. It is not magic. Nothing works except someone works it. Therefore, your faith in God is shown by the actions that you will be taking in the new year. Your faith in God is shown by the actions that you are willing to take or you are not willing to take. It's very important. Faith is not wishful thinking. It is not waiting for God to work. Faith is putting God to work. So get to work. Before the end of this year, take out time to retreat. When you retreat, bless the name of the Lord. Pray, pray, and pray. And when you pray, make plans. Break down the plans into goals, achievable goals. And then after you've done that, pray again. Pray again. It is very important. So that when you are entering the new year, you are entering the new year prepared. Because, you know, there is nothing, it is the same. The 31st of December and 1st of January, there's nothing different. There's nothing different. The only thing that is changing is the date. The day is still the same. The date is what is changing, the numbers. When you wake up the next day, your house is still your house. Your body is still your body. Nothing changes. The only thing that will make something change is if you decide to make a change. So you need to decide to make a change. I believe that if you are able to do these things that I've shared today, you are going to ace 2024. You would have an amazing year. And that is my desire for you. Alright, I believe that you have been blessed and inspired by this episode. This is going to be the last episode for this year. Because I also have to retreat. I believe that you are going to have an amazing 2024 by the grace of God. I believe that God will give you the grace to be able to actualize all of your plans. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening to the Wale Okilola podcast in 2023. God bless you. And if you feel led to support this podcast, or maybe to send a gift to me personally also, yeah, you should give me a gift. How you can do that is on the description of this podcast. Thank you so much. I'll be looking forward to it. God bless you in Jesus' name. Until I come your way again next year, I am your partner in progress, Wale Okilola. Please follow me on all social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, and X, Wale Okilola, on all platforms. God bless you.